Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander is your only place for the World Baseball Classic coverage. Hi, I'm Ben Verlander, host of Flippin' Bats.
And I'm Alex Curry, co-host of Flippin' Bats. From Taiwan to Phoenix and Miami, we'll be providing you daily updates on all the action taking place in this year's WBC.
So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to like and subscribe us at Flippin' Bats.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. It is a breaking news day, so we are glad to have you. You have to hear what is going on in the world of sports. But to give it to you, on the far left side, that is Slick Rick Bueger. You already know who that is. To his right, the brilliant, and I mean brilliant, Joy Taylor. She do be talking. Shout out, Joy Taylor. And to my right, my guy, Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean Shady McCoy, 2-5, two lives in the building. Well, you all are in the building. We're glad to have you because the news of the day, Lamar Jackson, given the non-exclusive franchise tag. What does that mean? The Ravens are going to pay him just north of $32 million. But more importantly, any team can come in, offer two first-round picks to the Baltimore Ravens and offer Lamar Jackson a price that Lamar Jackson wants. Any team essentially can negotiate to take Lamar Jackson off of the Ravens' hands, and the Ravens have the opportunity to match. This is a huge, and I mean huge deal, Lamar Jackson getting the non-exclusive franchise tag. Mm. But let me tell you what other people want.
Okay.
This is a win-win, Lamar getting the non-exclusive tag. This is the best case scenario for all parties. Why? Because in order to ensure that Lamar Jackson does not get underpaid, he needs to poll the market and see who's willing to pay him the most money. In order to ensure that the Ravens do not overpay Lamar Jackson, they need to poll the market to make sure they are not going to pay Lamar Jackson any more money than anybody else was going to pay him. So Lamar Jackson can maximize his earning potential by being non-exclusively tagged. And the Ravens, they can minimize their earning spending by making sure Lamar Jackson is non-exclusively tagged. Let me give it to y'all like this. If you want to increase price, then you got to increase demand. It's very simple. Y'all know this from your marketing classes. Y'all know this from your econ classes. If you want to increase price, you have to increase demand. Well, the only way to increase demand is to increase the teams that are bargaining for you. Now, in theory, all 31 teams could have the opportunity to bid on Lamar Jackson. 31 bidders increases demand, increases money. But if you want to accurately pull how much something is worth, you got to survey the landscape of the market. Now the Ravens have the opportunity to survey how much are all 31 teams willing to pay Lamar Jackson. This could not be a more perfect situation for both Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar will get as much money as anybody is willing to pay him, and the Ravens will pay no more money than anybody was willing to pay him. I love it, but Shady, you've been paid a lot of money in your NFL career. Highest paid running back for a couple years. Couple of. That's why you got the watch. Shady, what is your reaction to the Ravens using the non-exclusive franchise tag?
I'm kind of surprised. I really am. I knew that it would be a tough negotiation. Obviously, it's going on 2 years, but they're gambling here, right? And listen, I love the gamble. You know that. But some things you don't gamble against.
Uh-oh.
And blackjack, when a dealer has an ace showing and I got a six, I don't double down.
Not at all.
And I feel like they're doing that. So let me get this straight. Right, because I've been in the league for a little bit. Let me get this straight. So with the non-exclusive franchise tag, right? So he could bid with any team to get a contract.
Yes, sir.
Right? And let's say it's $200 million guaranteed. The Ravens have to match that.
Yes, sir.
Or they let him walk and they get two first-round
picks. Yes, sir. That's it.
I hate
that
move. Woo-hoo. Because my thing is, like, you have a winner. Lamar Jackson's like 46-17 as a winner with the Ravens.
Yes, sir.
And without him at quarterback, you lose games.
Mm-hmm.
That's just proven. That's not my opinion. That's what happens.
Facts.
Okay, so now you could potentially lose him, and you think you're being smart by, okay, Lamar, you think you're worth a $200 million contract guaranteed? Go out there and find one, mm-hmm. and we'll see what happens.
That's it.
Now, either it's like, go out there and find one, and then we'll match that, and they don't have to do negotiations because it's been tough for them mm-hmm. for some reason. Or you like, well, you know what, hey, man, if they go, somebody's going to pay you that much money, I'm cool with the results. And if you walk, we'll get the first-round picks. I don't like that because now you're not really competing or contending for a championship. You're not contending for an AFC championship.
Mm-hmm.
You might not even win your division. So I don't like the move. Anybody would love to have Lamar Jackson. I talked about the Falcons mm-hmm. being one of the main options, and I seen a report that they're not one of the teams, mm-hmm. but I've seen that before. Because mm-hmm. the Browns said the same thing about Deshaun Watson. Correct. Oh, we're not going to pursue him. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? They gave him the most guarantee of history.
Million later.
So I don't know, man. I don't like this move. Ravens, you must know something. I don't know.
They must, or they will find out either way. Slick, where you at?
I get econ credit, 101 credit for that opener? Having heard that, I feel like I got a lecture on that. That was very good. You guys are looking at the money aspect of it.
Pay me the money, Slick!
I'm looking at the relationship. I'm going to look at the relationship.
That's fair.
And the relationship, to me, it was clear. Like, yeah, you guys have been in a relationship, and it's like, I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, oh, you see him. We got to get together. I'll call you. But the call never comes. Mm. The call never came for the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. This is my not surprised face when it comes to where we are right now.
Yeah.
I felt as if I saw this coming because they weren't committed to him. And if you're Lamar Jackson and you're a league MVP, you got to feel some kind of way that you did that for this team and they are not committed to you. So I'm actually just thankful that we got to this, because it's not going to be dragged out. We're going to find out exactly who wants Lamar Jackson, and I would fully expect that that's where he's going to end up, and then we'll see who actually won this battle between the two, that they decided to have a divorce. Who's going to end up with the kids? Because that's where I see it going.
Joy, what's your reaction to all of this?
I think they're saying that they don't really want him that much. If you did, you wouldn't put this tag on him, and he would have figured out a deal. So they don't want him that much, because if you're opening him up to the market, then you're saying we're willing to part with him in one way or another. They are. My question is, couldn't you have negotiated a trade to get more than two first-round picks?
Mm.
Doesn't that feel a little light?
Deshaun got three.
That feels a little light for Lamar Jackson.
I got a thought.
Agreed.
Keep going.
So
if
you were going to put him out to the market, and the exchange was, okay, we might not match this, but we'll get two first-round picks. Aren't you negotiating against yourself in that space?
Right.
Because I believe you could get three first-round picks for Lamar Jackson. I feel like that's a reasonable ask from somebody who's getting a franchise quarterback.
Right.
Trey Lance MVP. Costs three first picks, three, mm-hmm. three picks, right? There's a lot of trades that have had. I mean, what did they give up for Russell Wilson? Lamar Jackson played better than Russell Wilson last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that part confuses me. You're kind of negotiating against yourself in that space. But I think overall, I agree with Rick. This is a relationship thing at this point. Lamar Jackson has been the face of the organization. Lamar Jackson is the one that sells the jerseys. He's the one that gets people in the seats. Sometimes you lean a little bit too much on your logo and not enough on the name on the back of the jersey. And I think that's what's happening here. So they're playing a real interesting game. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I personally would feel a little something about it. I'll feel a little something inside about it. So we'll see how this goes.
Shady, you bought a home?
Couple
of them. Bought homes. Great. If you've ever bought a home, you usually have to go through this process. Shady, I know we've talked about real estate off camera. I know you all at home either bought homes, maybe your parents have, et cetera. So let's talk this through. Go ahead, Slick.
Is this Econ 202 now?
202.
Okay.
We just did 101. We at 202. Okay. Shady, I went to buy a home one time, and I won't say the price because it's unnecessary, but I went to buy a home, and they were asking for way too much money. Way too much money. I was like, yo, your house is not worth this much.
Right.
They were like, well, actually it is. I said, it's not worth, I went to see it first. I saw it, it popped up on Zillow, it popped up on Trulia. I went to see it on Thursday. I said, it's not worth this much. They said, it is. I said, you know what, do this. Go through the weekend. Show it on Saturday, show it on Friday, Sunday.
Okay. You pulling that card, that bluff card.
And let me know how much you get offered on Monday. And I'll come back in on Monday and I will match it. Now, I won't even match it. I'll beat it by 25K.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, test the market. And if you get what you think you're worth, bet I'll come in and match it.
Okay.
So win-win. Because if you all are actually worth, if this home is worth as much as you think it is, you'll get an offer.
Mm.
And if it's not, you won't, but I'm still going to come back and buy it. But the only way to make sure I pay fair market value is for you to test the market. And the only way for you, home seller, to make sure that you get as much as you're worth is if you test the market. I think that's what's occurring
right
now.
So what happens?
What if you have a budget, though? Real quick. What happens if you have a budget, though? Wait. What if you have a budget, though, that you don't want to surpass?
Okay.
Then what?
Then I'm stuck.
Because I feel like the Ravens have a budget where they don't want to go over that budget.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's interesting about what Joy said, though. I don't actually think, Joy, that the Ravens want Lamar to walk, because I think you're exactly right. Ravens could get more than two first-round picks if they traded Lamar, I think. I don't know. I ain't a GM. I'm not going to act like it. But I think. But I think the Ravens truly are just like, hey, you think we want you, you want us. But the discrepancy here is, how much are you worth? So you go find out how much you're worth, and we will match it. I know this has happened to athletes
before. That could happen. Yeah.
Not Lamar Jackson types, but quite literally it happened to my brother during the contract negotiation. And they were like, yo, we like you, but we don't like you as much as you think you like you. So you go get an offer, and we'll match it. Now, we're talking about $200 million to not $200 million, but I've seen it before.
Right. But you said something very specific in there. Lamar Jackson type. What is a Lamar Jackson type? A league MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Wins 70% of his regular season games. Is a face of the league.
Mm-hmm.
A franchise quarterback in every sense of the word. So this means something that they're negotiating with him this way.
Yeah.
We've seen guys go through franchise tag negotiations. Oh, if they tag them, oh, nothing. They're going to get a deal done. This is just a placeholder. The clock was up. Whatever. We don't even mention it because it means nothing. This means something.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson types don't get non-exclusive franchise tags.
Don't. Mm. They don't. But here's the conversation we all, let's get real, okay? Let's get real. My coach told me this, Shady. Maybe you've heard this before as well. The greatest cure is not necessarily like an antibiotic. The greatest cure isn't necessarily sleep. It's not rest, not vitamins. The greatest cure is money in sports. Money cures everything. Kyler Murray was real upset last year with the Arizona Cardinals. He was upset, y'all. Took everything down on social media. He was upset. Aaron Rodgers is still, to a degree, disgruntled, but he was more disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers. Dak Prescott, he didn't verbalize his frustration. Zeke, he was real upset. He was in Cabo during camp upset. What happened? Zeke got paid. Kyler got paid. Rodgers got paid. Dak got paid. Shady, you know, because you've been paid this kind of money. I never have in sports. You've been paid this kind of money. From what I know about athletes, at least in football, that money going to cure a lot. He going to cure a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if they can reach a contract, right, he'll be happy. It always happens like that. Mm. Guys are upset. They don't get paid. They don't show up to camp. They're mad. And then they get paid, and everybody's smiling, or they run out there for practice. But I'm not sure they'll get a deal done. And I hear what you're saying, that maybe – they won't do the negotiation. Listen, if you think you're better than we think, or if we can't get a contract done for you, then go out there and get your own contract, and then we'll match it. But what happens in this league with quarterbacks? That's why we have so many first-round busts, because when a quarterback comes along, everybody gets desperate. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Bad first-rounders get picked because we need a quarterback. The Niners, they trade up three first-round picks for Trey Lance because we need a quarterback. Zach Wilson, we need a quarterback. So what happens all the time? So what happens when a team like the Falcons or the Panthers, we gonna give up everything we got to get Lamar Jackson? Then what the Ravens gonna do? They not gonna match that deal.
They probably won't.
Come on, man. Stop playing with that guy and give him his money. Please.
Yeah, here's the distinction again, and I have to go back to the relationship. Like, Dak Prescott got his money.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray got his money.
Mm-hmm.
But he got his money. He didn't have to go through what Lamar Jackson is having to go through to get his money. He's basically, Lamar Jackson is having to get his money by someone else holding the Baltimore Ravens hostage in order for him to get his money. So I can't help but feel like Lamar is going to feel some kind of way about that. And if the Ravens don't know that, if they believe that he's going to get paid less than what he was asking for from the Baltimore Ravens, and then they're going to match, and he's going to come back, and he's going to be perfectly happy with that based on everything that he's done for the Ravens? No, that shoots a hole in his asking price from the Ravens. He thought he was worth a certain amount. And even if the market says it's not, like with the house, the house doesn't have feelings.
That part.
The owner.
Correct.
Doesn't have feelings about the house. If it ends up, it's not what they thought it was worth. Lamar Jackson is going to feel like, I don't care that the rest of the league didn't give it to me. You should have given it to me for what I did for you
already. The greatest argument to be had here, and is a phenomenal argument, Joy and Slick have made it, Slick, you just enunciated it perfectly, is an argument of feelings. But if you know the National Football League or have played in the National Football League, you then unfortunately know it more than most. They don't care about your feelings, that's regardless true. Of what position you play and regardless of who you are. Whether you were Peyton Manning with the Colts, whether you were Russell Wilson with the Seahawks, whether you were Emmitt Smith with the Cowboys, whether you were Aaron Rodgers with the Packers, like they don't. Whether you're LeSean McCoy with the Eagles, like they don't care they don't about care. Your feelings. I know we do. We're kind people sitting in beautiful dresses and suits and all these things on set. They don't care about your feelings. So I just don't know that they can operate like
that. Sometimes they don't. The Packers cared about Aaron Rodgers' feelings.
We'll find out.
No. They did. They might not now. They got worn out, right. But they did care about his feelings.
They paid to take care of his feelings.
I think they cared more about their chances of winning than I even think his feelings.
But him being there was tied to their chances of winning, and his feelings were hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So he used his feelings to leverage that contract.
But remember, they didn't always. Because what is really the crux?
I mean, they did draft the first round quarterback.
What's the crux of the Aaron Rodgers dilemma?
I'm not saying that it's not more. It's more of the rule that they don't.
Yes.
But I'm saying there are definitely situations where someone's ego or feelings or whatever or a situation can influence a contract. And if this goes badly, it could absolutely play against the Ravens that they did this to Lamar.
This is where I'm going to test your theory. Let's say he gets more than Deshaun Watson got.
Ooh-wee.
Okay? Guaranteed.
Ooh.
Are the Ravens going to match that?
No. I don't think they would. And I think at that point in time, like we all have had to say at some point in time, I'm happy for you because I wasn't going to give you that.
Right.
So go on. Be happy with somebody
and
else.
And who's going to play quarterback for the Ravens?
I don't know, but they'll have $230 more million to figure it out in their mind.
Is there a $230 million quarterback store that we forgot to go? Is it Rodeo?
On Rodeo, they might. They might on Rodeo.
It ain't that easy to find Lamar Jackson.
You look hard enough on Rodeo, you might find one. Well, we were just talking about Aaron Rodgers, and there has been a ton of drama around Aaron Rodgers, particularly in the last 2 hours. The Jets owners and executives are on a private plane as we speak to meet with Aaron Rodgers, I believe here in California. But would Rodgers to the Big Apple be a mistake? Next on Speak.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Y'all, we got to check in on our social life. It has been buzzing all day. Now, Pete, Sauce Gardner, pro bowler, all pro rookie. He says, hey, Aaron Rodgers, I promise if you become a Jet, I won't pick you off in practice and I'll burn the cheese head. For context, Sauce Gardner wore a cheese head after the Jets beat the Packers in Lambeau. Breece Hall, rookie freshman beast last year. Don't mind me, just manifesting at Aaron Rodgers. I get it. Aaron Rodgers, he is being hotly pursued by the Jets, and he said that he's open. But, Joy, the real question is this, and you brought this up in the pre-show meeting. The only reason you acquire Aaron Rodgers is to compete to win a Super Bowl. You don't just do it for kicks and giggles. Mm-hmm. So would Aaron Rodgers make the Jets Super Bowl contenders? What happened? What'd I do?
No, that was a good slip for TV. Kicks and giggles.
Kicks and giggles.
Yeah, that was a good one. I never heard that one before. I heard the other version. I don't want to hear
the
thing.
You know.
Oh. Yeah.
The non-television version.
I just thought of it. Ding, ding.
I don't think that he makes them Super Bowl contenders. I don't. I think he makes them, gets them to the playoffs. Maybe they win a playoff game. Aaron Rodgers likes to win like one playoff game every once in a while.
That's true.
Like one. I think he puts them in that space. He's obviously better than what they have. And once again, all that talk about, you know, we still have faith in Zach Wilson. No, they don't. No, not the rest of the team. They don't. No, they tweeting at Aaron Rodgers. This is tampering, okay?
Tampering.
They're tweeting at Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. They are ready. And I think the locker room was ready. They think they want an upgrade. Obviously, they want an upgrade at quarterback, and that's really what we felt was missing, and it obviously was. Quarterback play hampered the Jets season. It was bad, and he would be an upgrade there. But look, Aaron Rodgers ain't been the same since Davante Adams walked out the door. And while they do have great options in New York, Davante Adams is not there. It's not Davante Adams' option there. And we'll see how this all gets put together. Keep in mind, this is a pretty decent division. The Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen are still there. Mm-hmm. If Tua is healthy again with the Dolphins, they don't lose. Mm-hmm. See what the Patriots do. They usually steal a game from somebody throughout the season. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to a place where you just get to walk through the Chicago Bears and the Lions and occasionally kick around the Vikings every single year, this is a different division. And I don't know that it's going to be that easy.
2-5. I see you highlighting, big dog.
No,
Aaron Rodgers make the Jets Super Bowl contenders?
I think so, right? I totally disagree with Jordan, which we rarely do. But you talked about the AFC East. Mm-hmm. I think they can win that division. Let's think about it for a second. Without Aaron Rodgers and just having a player at quarterback.
A player.
Right? Because Zach Wilson didn't do anything. They lost to the Patriots in a must-win game. Yep. 3-9. Mm-hmm. On the last possession was a punt return to the crib. It was 3-3 the whole game. That was a must-win game. Yep. Okay, and they did beat Josh Allen with no help at quarterback, with no help on offense. So you bring Aaron Rodgers in there. Now I will say this. Aaron Rodgers is not the same Aaron Rodgers of the back-to-back MVPs, the first seed A-Rod. Them years is over with. But he's serviceable. He's solid. I mean, it is Aaron Rodgers. He is a Hall of Famer. I think he still has something in the tank. And the thing is, I feel like with the Packers, he has so much to do. Like, it was riding on his shoulders. Where with the Jets, let's not forget that they had two rookies. Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner both win Rookie of the Year, the offensive defense. Yeah, okay, so now you're going in your second year. Your second year is your biggest jump with development.
Yes, sir.
So now these dudes, they already was all pros and pro bowlers. Now they ballers now.
Yep.
Okay, that's one. And then Breece Hall, who's a beast.
Beast.
So you take that Packers team to the Jets team. They have a solid head coach. Coach Sala is not going to let Aaron Rodgers come in there and disrespect or disrupt that team.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive defense. I think they run the ball very well. They have some playmakers on the outside. And then the defense. They're not losing nobody on defense.
Nope.
You put Aaron Rodgers with that Jets team, whew, that's going to be scary.
Well, forgive me. Remind me. Didn't Aaron Rodgers, wasn't he in a must-win situation to get to the playoffs?
Yeah, he did.
How do you do
They lost. Detroit Lions beat them.
I'm fully with Joy. This is such a New York thing to do, right? Isn't it?
It's kind of a Packers quarterback thing to do, too.
Yeah,
Time is a flat circle.
Yeah, true. Exactly. I don't see how you suddenly make a Super Bowl contender out of the New York Jets just because you're adding Aaron Rodgers. Did not the Green Bay Packers think that they were Super Bowl contenders last year with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, at least in their minds, they did, right? Two ways to go here. Number one, are the Jets really that much better than the Green Bay Packers?
As a team, you're saying? As a team?
As a whole, as a team.
Good point.
Defense is better. Running game isn't better. Offensive line certainly is not better. Wide receivers, okay. It's in totality... Why would I believe that I'm going to add Aaron Rodgers to a team that is not measurably better than the team he was last year, and they're suddenly going to be Super Bowl contenders, especially when I'm looking at you got to go through the Chiefs, the Bengals, and you're saying they could win their division? Yeah, they could. When did we jump completely off of the Bills train? Okay, they didn't do what we expected them to do in the postseason. They got run by the Bengals, but... That's still a formidable number two in scoring offense, number two in scoring defense. This feels like the Jets reaching for the shiny object. And if you're not a Super Bowl contender, then this makes no sense at all because you're not growing with Aaron Rodgers. This is the all or none. This is almost, not to cross reference, but this is either like going for Carmelo Anthony, New York thing to do, or this is the Phoenix Suns going for Kevin Durant. And if you don't win now, I think your opportunities are reduced going forward.
I think it's high risk, high reward. I don't like Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, but I've said this before. I think that Aaron Rodgers and his personality would be a toxic personality for these blooming superstars that are very young and I would assume still impressionable in New York. Shady hit on it. You got Breece Hall. You got Sauce Gardner. You have Garrett Wilson. You have Mekhi Becton. Nobody talking about beast left tackle.
Hurt,
all of last
He's
season.
A beast, though.
I do think, Slick, you hit the nail on the head. I think the Packers and the Jets rosters are comparable, but the Jets roster played much better. If I was just drawing names out of hat, yeah, I'd say they're equal. But the Jets roster played significantly better than the Packers roster played last year. I think to answer the question now in totality, yes, at the ceiling, Rodgers makes the Jets Super Bowl contenders. Reason I think so, Jets defense, as I look at the numbers, they only allowed more than 27 points in a loss once. They allowed 30 points once, but they won. I believe they beat
the locking stuff up.
They beat the Cleveland Browns 31-30. So they allowed more than 27 points in a loss one time, if I'm not mistaken, to the Minnesota Vikings. So in order for Aaron Rodgers to win in New York, put up 21, put up 24. Now, the real question, Joy's asked it several times, is Aaron Rodgers still good?
Right.
That's the question.
I think with the Jets, you don't need him to be Aaron Rodgers to save the day to be that great. Right? They were this Jets team, right, I got to be honest, they was in games with no quarterback right. at hand at all. Sure. Yep. So now if you get A-Rod to just come in there and be serviceable, he still can make some plays. He still can make some passes. They still can win. And then another point that I didn't make is Nathaniel Hackett. If you look at Aaron Rodgers' best years, that was his coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. And I just remember from playing on different teams and different coordinators where the coordinator knows me better. Mm-hmm. So I gel to his offense better. I have more success. He knows the type of runs I like. He knows what type of lineman I might need. Same thing with Nathaniel Hackett. He knows what plays on third down. Aaron Rodgers does his best. He knows him. So I like that move. I truly do.
Here's what's most fascinating. The last time the Jets were in the playoffs, it was in 2010. Coincidentally enough, that was the last time Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl. Maybe it's a match made in heaven. Or maybe it'll be a total disaster. Anyway, coming up, we know Lamar Jackson. Oh, that's the breaking news of the day. If you have not heard, he got the non-exclusive franchise tag. But who in the world deserves the blame for this long-term deal not getting done? This is the breaking news that you have to get the insight on. Next on Speak, do not go anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Well, let's get back to football because it has been a gigantic day of breaking news. Lamar Jackson, he got the non-exclusive franchise tag by the Baltimore Ravens, meaning they'll pay him around $32 million and he can negotiate with other teams starting Monday. Bring us on, Cam. Let's break this down. For context, Daniel Jones just signed a four-year, $160 million deal, $82 million guaranteed, roughly $40 million a year. Geno Smith signed for roughly $35, $37 million after you include his incentives yesterday. And Lamar Jackson got a franchise tag of $32 million, just giving y'all some color to the commentary that we've provided. Okay, now let's break it all down. Slick, I want to come to you first on this very, very pivotal question. Who do you blame for a long-term deal not getting done, Lamar or the Ravens?
Lamar. Because the Ravens did make him an offer last summer. $133 million deal, the way it was set up, was very commensurate to what Russell Wilson got. It wasn't Deshaun Watson money, but reports are that he was made a specific offer, details written in, and he declined that. He essentially bet on himself, thinking, I can have another MVP-type year. I can demonstrate that you should pay me top dollar, that I am the best quarterback in the league. And he lost that bet. There's no other way to look at that. He bet on himself this year, and it didn't ultimately come through. Now, I don't have a problem with him betting on himself. I don't have a problem with him turning that down. But if you're asking me why this relationship is coming to an end as we anticipate, it's because Lamar Jackson decided what you are offering me, I believe I am worth more than Russell Wilson. I'm worth more than Deshaun Watson. I want to get paid more than any quarterback is getting paid right now. And which I have, again, have no problem with him making that decision. But that ultimately is what the Ravens were not willing to do to continue this relationship.
Joy, where are you at? Break it down.
They needed to make him an offer he couldn't refuse. And they made him a very refusable offer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This is his job, his J-O-B. He's not a volunteer. He's not doing this out of the kindness of his heart.
$3 million isn't volunteer.
No, but this is how it works. If you work for a company and it's negotiation time and another company pays their top employee the same thing that you do, way more money, and your company's like, no, we'd like to keep you, but we're going to pay you $70 million less than the other person that does the same thing that you do, and you've actually had a better resume than them. Just because their company isn't as good, Nobody cares about that. This is what he does for a living. Mm. When it comes down to contract negotiations, we talk about the feelings and we talk about the fans and we talk about the city and the franchise. At the end of the day, this is what Lamar Jackson does for a living. He has every right to ask for as many dollars as he wants to.
Sure.
And he is in no way wrong for doing that. Mm-mm. This is what he does for a living.
You don't have an argument for me.
The standard is the standard. The market is the market. He should ask for the most. He shouldn't negotiate against himself. So the reason that this didn't get done was because the Ravens didn't get it done. They could have been negotiating with him and should have been negotiating with him early. Pay your quarterback early. Try to pay them early. You will get them for less money. You will be able to stretch the contract out longer. When did they know that Lamar Jackson was a franchise quarterback?
MVP.
Pretty early on, right? Pretty early in his career, you knew he was the guy. Yeah, you could negotiate a longer contract. This is a Deshaun Watson contract just came out of nowhere. This could have been in discussion before that. They waited too long, and I don't have any sympathy for organizations who get surprised that they have to pay their franchise quarterback and then try to act surprised like they don't have Twitter. Y'all don't know what the market is. Y'all didn't hear what so-and-so got paid. Y'all didn't hear the guaranteed money over here. Y'all got the internet in Baltimore? I'm pretty sure they do. I know you do, actually, because you spoke about it. So you know what the market is. You know you got to pay your franchise quarterback. You know what Lamar is going to ask for. Why would he come in and negotiate for less? Why would he do that? Because he like y'all? Nobody likes anybody that much. Y'all don't like your mother that much. It's time to get paid, and the Ravens waited. It is their fault that they're in this situation. And I think it's really fine that they want to play this game, but who's going to replace Lamar Jackson?
I'm close with my mom, though, just so you know that.
I love my mom, but if my mom is negotiating the contract and she owes money,
I might take half a cent. Don't give me 200, Bob. Give me 100. You get my mama cool.
That ain't how it worked, though. And that's not Lamar Jackson's mom. Lamar Jackson's mom, the one that need to get paid.
2-5. Who you blame? Now, Ravens or Lamar?
I blame the Ravens. I'm with Joy. Right. I'm back on you. I'm back on your team. I just think like, why is it that you guys are giving him a hard time with this contract? And I know how this goes. Every player, especially the high-profile players, they take their time with paying people. That's how it works. You know, you make a little fuss, right? They push back. They don't want to give you everything you want. You got to meet in the middle, right? But the player's happy. The team's happy. We got our player back. I look at, like, Josh Allen. I look at guys like Patrick Mahomes. It's like, it didn't take this much hard work to get the deal done. Mm-hmm. Lamar is that. Mm. Patrick Mahomes is on a different level than every other quarterback, but he's still in the ballpark. You know, Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback that has more wins than Lamar Jackson. Lamar's number two. So you know this guy can win games. You know that. It's not second guessing or hopeful. No, you know this what guy brings. And my issue with it is, like, you had all this time. You had 2 years to get this guy a contract. And now you're putting it in other teams' hands. So let's say that you didn't want to pay him $200 million, but the other team does. You want to take the two first-round draft picks and walk away? That's stupid. You should have paid your player early so you won't have this issue. But now you do have this issue. Make it right. Because you don't want to see life without Lamar Jackson. Mm. I'm telling you, you don't want to do it.
Joy said something last week. She used a word, and the word that she used, I think, is why this deal did not get done. I've been thinking about this literally for a week now. You said Lamar Jackson is going to be a disruptor. The reason this deal did not get done, in my mind, is because Lamar Jackson is after the greater good. More than he is after the fully guaranteed contract, he's after it a specific way. Keeping it in the family and talking to people in Lamar Jackson's camp, that is of the utmost importance to him. So if you are going to be a disruptor, which I think Lamar Jackson will be if he has his mom negotiate the contract and he gets a fully guaranteed contract at the quarterback position, we've never seen anything like that. $200+ million fully guaranteed, and Lamar Jackson and his mom negotiate it, that would change the way the industry works quite literally forever. If you're telling me 25-year-old black men can negotiate $200+ million contracts with these owners, that changes everything. But when I thought about disruptors, they always take the first hit. Let's go historically, then we'll bring it present. Okay. Galileo. Galileo was the person who said, well, you know what, y'all? The Earth actually revolves around the sun. The sun doesn't revolve around the Earth. How'd that end? He died on house arrest. Okay, let's fast forward to 1967. Muhammad Ali drafted to Vietnam. I don't want to fight in the Vietnam War.
Greatest.
Greatest.
Say that.
Well, how'd that end? He was sentenced to serve time in jail. Well, nearly 7 years later, no longer was the draft lottery in existence. Okay, let's fast forward even more. Let's talk Curt Flood. Curt Flood in baseball. Remember, there was a reserve clause. When you were drafted by a team or you were acquired by a team, you had to play with that team forever. Curt Flood was like, well, what's up with free agency? Took that all the way up to the Supreme Court. Curt Flood essentially sacrificed his career, but free agency in all of sports now exists as we know it. Mm-hmm. I think Lamar Jackson has not gotten this deal done. I've always said it. I will stand by it because he did not have an agent. I do think the deal will inevitably get done, and I think that Lamar Jackson will disrupt the way in which contracts are negotiated by quarterbacks for the foreseeable future. But in my mind, if he did have an agent, I don't think he would have played a snap last year, Shady. I've told you this from day one.
Okay.
I don't think he would have played a snap.
Right.
I think he would have been got the deal done because I think his agent would have advised him to do so. But sometimes if you want to disrupt,
that's how most agents would say that. We talked a couple agents together, and they said that.
Yes, sir.
So let's say he fires his mom now, right, and hires an agent. Then what? You think he gets the deal done?
No. Well, one, I don't think that won't happen now, and I know that.
But let's just say for TV. People like TV. That,
yep.
Right.
If he had an agent right now, I think they would advise him, don't play under the tag. Don't play again until you get a long-term deal.
But do you think he would get the long-term deal is my question?
Yes. I think he'll get it now regardless.
Okay. Because I'm going to say, if it's my mama, I think it gets done. Because he has something that everybody wants. He has a product that's in demand, high demand in this league. It's a quarterback. It's a franchise MVP. So, yeah, he shouldn't have played last year. I wouldn't do that. Right? I want to step on the field and talk about my money. But he didn't. He tried to do the greater thing, the greater way. It didn't work. But now he has his mom. Listen, we're not moving until we get $200 million guaranteed. If you don't believe me, then watch. That's why the Ravens did that with the free franchise tag. But my thing is, with a different agent that's been around for a longer period of time compared to his mom, it's the same thing.
We're not
moving until we get paid.
I agree with you. Now, here's Shady where I've always thought, and Joy, this is where I've kind of landed is, unfortunately, you need somebody to tell you the hard truth. Now, you said you love your moms, I love my moms, all of us up here love our mothers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But oftentimes, like, our mom ain't gonna keep it real with us. At least not mine all the time. Like,
my mom will keep it 1,000.
My mom don't. She's watching the show right now. Regardless, she's gonna say you did great at the end. It don't matter if I stumble over the rest of the prompter reads, I'm gonna get a love you, honey, and you did great at the end of the show. That's just what it is.
I'm gonna get my mom your number and she gonna keep it real with you.
but my agent.
What?
My agent literally texted me yesterday. I said, yo, I'm competing for this job. He said, always. he quietly texted me about it. I texted him back. All I said was, I'm in competition. He texted me back, always, exclamation point.
That's real.
Agent gonna keep it real. Mm. So all I'm saying is that's where my rub has always been. I am now fully understanding where Lamar Jackson comes from based on conversations I've had in private. I'm fully understanding where he comes from. I ride with him. If that's your convictions, I ride with your convictions. But I do believe that's a part of the dilemma.
My mom will keep it real by everybody else. my mom is nice to me too. I'm her favorite. What am I supposed to
what you
sorry,
to
guys.
Do?
I know everyone gets mad when I say that. It's just the truth. I don't think that's why. I do agree with you though. There is something to disruptors.
Mm-hmm.
Him having his mom do the deal is probably not everyone's favorite thing. As in other agents. Because if my mom can do the deal and I can get her the commission on this deal, what I need to pay you for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have my brother do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have my uncle do it. I'm going to have my father do it. Because we can get it done. If Lamar Jackson can negotiate $200 million guaranteed. So I'm sure there is pushback within the whole
everybody.
Industry.
But why do owners
about
care
it?
About that?
I don't think the owners do.
So who?
I don't think the owners
who are we talking
do.
About? The, we talking about the regular agents?
I think there's probably pushback around the business. I think people don't like when people do things differently.
Correct. Nobody does.
They do.
In regards to anything.
I love it. Do it. Get it done. Particularly for a deal like this. I've always said from the beginning of this, if this was a situation where Lamar Jackson was looking for a job, like he's chilling at home and he's like, nah, I want like one more year. You know, I'm gonna play in the minimum, whatever. Like, you know, let's go see who's out there looking for, you know, I gotta get a workout. Yeah, you probably need an agent.
Right.
You need somebody to pick up, make some calls, you know, whatever. You need somebody to advocate for you who has connections around the league. He's not looking for a job. He's looking to get paid the most for a job he is most assuredly going to have here or in Baltimore or somewhere else around the league. So I think this is a very interesting situation to watch. But as of right now, he's already gone through this whole situation. And maybe you're right. Maybe the deal would have gotten done if he had a traditional agent. And maybe he wouldn't have played last year if he had a traditional agent. But he didn't. And I still think it's going to get done.
The heart of this is, You compared it to Muhammad Ali and Isaac Newton. The real question is Lamar Jackson the best quarterback in football? Or is he in the running to be the best quarterback in football?
Best quarterback in the market. That's what matters.
That's
what matters right now.
Not to the Ravens. Because the Ravens are looking at, we have to build around this quarterback. Can this quarterback get us to where we want to go? And you've said it many times, like, who's going to be quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens? Well, they've gone through that experience. They went through that experience this year. They're looking at it going, we could sign Lamar Jackson, but are we guaranteed that he's going to be our quarterback every game and we can get to where we want to go? So
they still made the playoffs this year. Obviously, it was off the strength of the way they started. Mm-hmm. But they're looking at it saying, okay, we may not have Lamar Jackson, but we're going to have the resources to be able to build in a traditional sense, in a traditional Ravens sense, which is not around the quarterback. That's the rub here. He's asking to be paid better than any quarterback in the game. And the Ravens are saying, we don't believe you are capable of being the best quarterback in the game. That's the heart of it. And we'll find out who's right. He has the opportunity now to demonstrate that they had it wrong.
Well, somebody who's demonstrated that he got it right, Daniel Jones. Because in case y'all missed this breaking news, 4 years, $160 million for a quarterback who had 15 touchdown passes, 7 rushing last year.
Why are you getting your opinion in the team?
I had to.
You ain't going to throw shade to me.
I'm not just saying. Lamar gave 32, Daniel gave 41. It don't sit right with me, Shady. We got to talk about it next on speed. It don't sit right with me.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's been a breaking news kind of day in the NFL. We got to bring y'all this latest one. Daniel Jones, quarterback, fourth round quarterback for the New York Giants. He got his big payday, 4-year deal, reportedly for $160 million. Now, the deal includes, this is a real important number, $82 million guaranteed. Daniel Jones coming off his first playoff appearance last season. Shady, the Giants fans and NFL fans have to be curious about this, because what Daniel Jones just got paid impacts what your quarterback will be paid. So make sure you dial into this question. Did the Giants overpay for Daniel Jones?
160, 82.
Mm. Carry that one, though. Make sure you do your math, right?
I'm going to say that's a solid number for him. I'm going to say a solid number because Derek Carr got what? Got $37 million yearly. And, you know, Daniel Jones got, what, 40? Mm-hmm. That's about right. Had a better year. And he has a promising future for the most part. I think with Brian Daboll, having a coach like that, he's shown that he can win games. He can win a playoff game. And they don't have their roster yet. It's a new coaching staff. So I like this deal for him. And the best part why I like this deal is because now you could keep Saquon Barkley, right, who's really the offense. You know, if he can stay healthy. And then you franchise tag him, so I think he's at $10 million at that number, so you keep him there. And then next year you make him, you probably pay him, but you make him earn it. I think one more year for Saquon Barkley at the level he played at this year, you got to pay him. So, I kind of like the deal. I just think that maybe the guarantee, you probably could have got it like maybe 70, right? But, I mean, you at negotiations, you don't get everything.
Correct.
I'm sure Daniel Jones went in there like, look, man, hey, I want $45 million. You know, yearly, yeah,
sure.
I want 185 total.
Got to get two suites.
Yeah, yeah.
Get two suites.
The best part about negotiations are you get what you want for the most part, and they get what they want, and they meet in the middle, and they sign the deal.
Shady, I'll be honest, big dog. I think the Giants overpaid.
It is a pricey, though. It is pricey.
I mean, at the end of the day, I look at it as a 2-year, $82 million deal. I won't bog y'all down with numbers. I don't find that to be sexy on television. So I'll just bog y'all down with some truth. Brian Daboll, to me, is one of the most brilliant offensive minds in football. Former offensive coordinator for LeSean McCoy, now head coach for the New York Giants. Why don't I love him acquiring Daniel Jones for the next 2 years, really? 4 years, if you want to go that route. If you are too much more talented than your player, then you are hamstrung by your player's talent. Daniel Jones has never had more passing touchdowns in a season than games played.
Yeah, I knew that.
Never. He played 16 games last year. He had 15 passing touchdowns. He played 11 games a year before. He had 10 passing touchdowns. He played 14 games a year before. He had 11 passing touchdowns. So in these last three years, he hasn't had more passing touchdowns than games played. So if I'm Brian Daboll, and I am this mad scientist, if you will, I can only be as good as my talent.
Right.
Like, if you are the – I went to my first NASCAR race. Is that what they call it? NASCAR race?
One of my NASCAR.
First NASCAR race.
Yeah.
NASCAR.
One of my first one at the Coliseum. I think it was
– Oh, you went to that, yeah.
At the Coliseum.
Did you bet?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know that.
It's a really cool race.
It's a super dope race.
I like the bet.
But what's fascinating is if you take one of those drivers and put them in one of my Monday through Friday cars, they're limited by the vehicle.
Sure.
They can only go as fast as the car.
All of your cars?
I said with my lower.
Okay.
You gotta listen to everyone. I hate both of them.
Both of them are hated. So my point is, and the only reason I bring up that analogy and then I'm done is, if the NASCAR driver is limited by the vehicle, then Brian Daboll is limited by the quarterback. Mm. And now if you're tethered to the quarterback for two more years, I just don't think that is great for Brian Daboll. Joy?
Okay, so this is more analogies. Quote my good friend Colin Cowherd. You don't go cheap on transportation or toilet paper. When you travel, you have things that you prioritize, right? For me, it's transportation and a hotel. Mm-hmm. I'm not staying in a cheap hotel. I'm not going to skimp on how I'm going to get there because I want to get there refreshed, and I want to wake up every morning refreshed.
True.
I don't want to hear things through the walls. I'm going to sleep in some nice sheets. Maybe I won't do as much shopping on this trip if it's an expensive one because that's a luxury.
True.
So you got to pay for the things you need. Mm-hmm. And the market is the market. So maybe Daniel Jones is a little expensive.
Yeah.
But that's a quarterback. So you might have to pay him a little more money than you would like to pay him.
That's good.
I don't think Daniel Jones is really a top quarterback in the league. I think he's good enough. He's shown that he was good enough this year. Now he's got a whole offseason in the system. They're going to add some more pieces around it. He'll get better. Mm-hmm. But what you can't do is not have a quarterback. What you can't do is not have a flight to your destination.
Right.
What you can't do is not have a place to sleep when you get there. Mm. This is an expensive thing to have. It's why I just said I don't have sympathy for organizations who don't budget to pay the quarterback. How are you going to buy a house and then be surprised when the mortgage payment shows up? Will I pay this?
Yeah.
What's this bill for?
They tripping.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
So I know it's a lot of money. It feels like a lot of money for Daniel Jones. But the Giants were relevant last year. That's important. Mm-hmm. It's important to be competitive. It's important to be competitive in New York. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's important to Brian Daboll to continue to put out a good product and build his organization. And Daniel Jones is a good culture guy. He works hard. He feels like he has a lot to prove. And he did that this year. He deserved to get paid. Maybe it's a little more than he wanted to. But I also disagree with the two-year thing. If he turns out to not play well this year, which I don't anticipate he will, I think he'll have as good of a year as he did last year or better. Mm-hmm. But let's say he's terrible this year. There is no such thing as an immovable contract. Jared Goff, oh my God! People were losing their collective minds over Jared Goff. Where's Jared Goff play right now?
Hey.
Does he play in Los Angeles or does he play in Detroit? They figured it out.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
All these contracts can be moved.
Aaron Rodgers is about to go someplace.
He's about to get moved, yeah. So this is reasonable. You want him for this year. Even if you don't want him for next year and you bring in a rookie or whatever, there's always somebody who's going to be in the market for a quarterback.
I don't think it's that pricey. And I don't think they made a mistake. And I also don't think that they really committed to Daniel Jones. To your point, he has a bad year. They can move that. And 2 years, to me, is not a commitment. It's a bridge, right?
Yeah.
And but I'm really curious because I look at the price point. The reason I don't think that it's pricey is because I look at what he did last year. He was right behind Justin Herbert in passer rating. He was. I know that probably touches something with you.
Don't get me started. I'm staying out of trouble.
But right there with Derek Carr in terms of passing yards, top five in completion percentage. And you keep going to how many passing touchdowns he had.
You're right. He had rushing.
Yeah, 22-5. I mean, distinctly different. And what I'm really curious is you think that Brian Daboll is being hamstrung because Daniel Jones is a limited quarterback.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that they would make this deal if Brian Daboll agreed with you because I feel as if we haven't seen all of Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And Daboll is the one who has to believe, no, there's more there that I can unpack.
I agree.
And utilize.
But let me give you this. And Shady, I'm very interested in your input before we have to ride out on this one. If I'm Brian Daboll, I adopted Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, at the time of adoption, if you will, literally, figuratively speaking, ride with me, 12 wins, 25 losses, 62% completion percentage.
Just career?
Yes, career. I'm giving y'all whole career. 12 wins, 25 losses, 62% completion percentage, and 60 touchdowns, 34 picks. If I can turn that into a guy who has 22 total touchdowns, 5 picks. Mm-hmm. If I can turn a 62% completion percentage into a 67% completion percentage, if I can turn a guy who has a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio into a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, imagine what I could do with somebody who was just starting out as good. Slick, we talked about this ad nauseum before you were on the show, is Daniel Jones was not perceived to be a franchise quarterback.
He wasn't. Nope.
By anybody. Not even the Giants, or they would have picked up his very cheap fifth-year option, roughly $19 million.
Maybe so the Mannings.
But if I'm Brian Daboll, if I could turn that into this, imagine what I could do with something greater. That's just where I'm at.
And that's a great way to look at it. Or you could look at it, well, man, if I did this for him, because he might have a good quarterback coach or good offensive coordinator, and I see more potential in him. Because one thing about Daniel Jones, he can run too now.
Yeah, he can.
Right? And he's safe with the football when he has a good coach with him. Mm-hmm. So Brian Daboll, he can look at it the way you said it. Or, well, man, if I got a solid quarterback that I got a lot of potential left, I get the running back with the franchise tag. Now I could address some of my other big issues I have on offense, on defense. Because they don't have no number one wide receiver.
Yep.
Daniel Jones, and I got to give him credit because I didn't think he was this good.
But how good is he?
Well, hold on for a second. I don't think nobody thought he was this good. All right? You get a solid coach, and you see how good he really is. But check it out. He did all that with undrafted players, free agents. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about free agents on just on the block during the season. He didn't do that with no superstar wide receivers, right? Kadarius Toney left and went to the Chiefs. He was their best player on offense, I felt like, as a wide receiver. So now if you could touch that room, the wide receiver room, you get some defensive players, some offensive linemen. Now you got a ball game.
Here's my thought, though, 2-5, and this is what always frustrates me. I know we don't have a ton of time. Is I believe quarterbacks and wide receivers are both dependent upon each other to some degree.
Okay.
Kadarius Toney, for whatever reason, the Giants moved on. Chiefs sure benefited from him. Kenny Golladay. Remember Kenny Golladay had 2,000-yard seasons with the Detroit Lions?
Yeah.
He was that huge signing for the Giants. Nothing happened.
Right.
So the Giants tried to do what you all speak of oftentimes, Joy and Shady and even you, Slick. They tried it with free agency with Golladay, and they tried it with the draft with Toney, and they went a big 0-for-2. So I'm wondering, like...
But that wasn't Daboll on them that picked him.
No, it wasn't.
That's the difference.
Yep.
Now he gets to go out there and pick his players that he wants
and,
to go with Daniel Jones.
If you didn't get the right draft pick or the right free agent, you're just going to stop bringing in...
I'm just wondering how much of that is on Daniel Jones. That's really what I'm
alluding to. I think some of it was, but this year they didn't really have a lot of high-level skill positions outside of the running game.
Yeah.
So they're going to upgrade their roster this year. Again, it'll be another year with Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones working together. Yep. Another offseason.
His first real offseason, too.
His real offseason with him. Yeah, so that development process, that matters, too.
It absolutely does.
You didn't get married. You just got engaged.
Yeah. You're right.
Right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm good with them. Wedding rings and that's tough, but the promise.
Promise rings were big in high school.
Why'd you have to go?
Promise rings, promise necklace.
That's why I'm gonna. Yep. I'll take this one.
Yeah.
I'll take this one.
Like a promise necklace.
Yeah.
That's the level. Is there a commitment there?
What?
No. I promise to be. Yes.
What? Yes.
I promise to always
promise
be dedicated
to, really
to
like you.
I say I promise to always necklace. Be dedicated to you. That's my line.
Is
right
you?
There.
Is there like a ring band?
Wait, we gotta go to break because I don't want nobody knowing.
Is there like a, just get educated?
I mean, still give out promise rings. That was like high school.
No, I still give out promise stuff. Like, because like, I'm not ready to be a commit relationship. You're not either. But we got the promise. Yeah. So I promise to give myself
Baby,
to you.
Baby, I promise.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Get some flowers, some chocolate. You know what I mean?
You were on key.
Come on.
You taking singing lessons?
No.
You don't leave me hanging,
no,
I swear.
I thought you were holding the microphone.
No, you're on key. You're like, I respect that. I'm proud of you. All right. Anyway, we're having a little too much fun here. Let's now go to break. Coming up, we got a lot more on Lamar Jackson. He just got the non-exclusive franchise tag literally an hour and a half ago. The breaking news, it might change the dynamic of the NFL with Lamar Jackson on the move. What should he do since he's tagged? That's next.
They basically gave him a promise. This is a promise tag.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This might actually be the most intriguing topic of the day, what we're about to talk about. Because on our social life, Ty Matthew, he just tweeted out, when's the last time a league MVP was treated so disrespectfully? Feel some kind of way about it. And don't tell me what was offered to him Show me! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. He's not wrong.
He's not.
Like, he's not wrong. Slick, you brought this up earlier. Like, this is disrespect in the aspect that Lamar Jackson's a unanimous MVP, and you're not even going to give me the $45 million tag? You're just going to give me that little baby?
That's crazy.
That little baby $32 million tag? Like, that does, at surface value, seem disrespectful. But Shady was talking about the good book. You was talking about the good book before the show.
I love a good book.
You're talking about the good book. And what I heard about the good book was you meant it for evil, but he meant it for good.
Yeah.
So I do think if we can step away for just one second of looking at this disrespectfully and look at the positives. If you're Lamar Jackson, the most money you will be able to make is by being non-exclusively tagged, period. Removing all emotions from it.
Oh.
The most money that Lamar Jackson could make at this junction in time is if another team is going to come in and offer him more money that the Ravens now have to match. How do you dictate earning potential? You increase demand, you increase supply, you decrease the supply, you increase the demand. That's how the heck you do it. So at the point in which there's only one Lamar Jackson, if you want to increase that potential, you got to increase the demand on Lamar Jackson. The Ravens is not the increase of demand. All 31 teams are the increase of demand. So in my mind, I understand the emotions of, oh, this is disrespectful. I can't believe that. But y'all, remove your emotions and start thinking about that money. That's the best way to get it.
Yeah, but I get that. But it is disrespectful, man. Like, I look at a guy like Coach Harbaugh, right? When he was on top, they didn't play around with his contract. They made him one of the highest paid coaches in the league, right? The ownership. They're making all this money off Lamar Jackson's back. Nobody. I mean, if you look at the Ravens, like, he's the best player, hands down. And it's like, you could do so much for a franchise, and they could just trade you. Mm-hmm. They could just cut you. And you say take the emotions out of it, but that's hard.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get money anywhere. So the money part, I get that. He's going to get money whoever he goes. The Ravens or if it's whoever team it is, it doesn't matter how much. But the disrespect part, I think what the Honey Badger's talking about is like, you could do everything for a franchise, right? He's great in the community, stuff that he don't have to do that he does. He's not from Baltimore. He's from Florida. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of things in that community. The fans love him. They come there because of Lamar Jackson. All the wins they have, they're going to the playoffs, that's Lamar Jackson. And, I mean, he has the most, out of all the other superstars, he has this much help, where they have tremendous amount of help. So I just feel like the disrespectful part is like, you want to try Josh Allen like that?
No.
The Bills won't do that. The Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they won't play with Patrick Mahomes, they won't do that. But Lamar, I don't know what it is, and I don't want to, you know, create a narrative, but it's like I haven't seen no disrespect like this ever in my whole entire career playing and even watching.
That's strong. That's strong.
He's not wrong. What year did Lamar Jackson win the MVP?
19, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, I think it was 19. It was the second, third year, second year.
How do you not start the conversation right?
Because you know what's coming.
You know what's coming. How do you not start having the conversation then? Hey, look. We want to keep you here. We're going to keep you here long term. We're going to offer you a crazy long contract. It's going to be the money's going to be spread out. We're going to make sure that you're paid. We'll be able to renegotiate so we can bring in more players. You know who did that?
Patrick
Mahomes.
Yeah.
How long do you think Lamar Jackson is going to play for? If you thought he was going to play for 5 more years, you feel good saying Lamar Jackson's going to play for another 5 years.
Yeah.
He'll be good for another 5 years. Mm-hmm. Why would you not get this deal done? They waited, and now the market got reset. It is disrespectful. There's no two ways about it. You're right. You wouldn't play Josh Allen like this. You wouldn't play Patrick Mahomes like this. This is a league MVP. All pros, hard to do. League MVP?
Unanimous. I can't even imagine that.
A unanimous MVP?
Yeah. It's crazy.
At the quarterback position, it just is disrespectful. It is. And at the moment that the Deshaun Watson deal got done and you talked to Lamar Jackson and he was like, this is the money that we want. In my mind, that's very simple. Are you ever going to move off of this? Is this the money that you want and you're never going to move off of this? All right, cool. We don't feel comfortable paying anybody that. We don't feel comfortable doing that. So let's work together to find you a place that will pay that and we'll get a deal back. We don't want this to be messy. We have respect for you, for what you've done for this organization, the tickets that you sold, what you've done in the community. Now it's messy. Now we're talking about this every day. Money. It is. It's an emotional thing. What?
I'm laughing because I'm just like, I wish owners were that nice, Joy, but, like, what you're saying is it's just not possible.
Cool. You don't have to be nice. You don't have to be nice. But fans remember this stuff. I'm telling you, fans are not cool with what's going on here. And you know what else they won't be cool with? When you don't have a quarterback and you're losing every single week.
True.
Then the owners don't care about that.
Then they don't care about that.
Well, okay. I again, and this is my problem with this. If they want to risk that, that's fine. You play in a division with Mike Tomlin. You're going to lose one of those games every single year. You play in a division with Joe Burrow. You play in a division with the Cleveland Browns, who just paid Deshaun Watson. Who are you beating in this division without Lamar Jackson? Who are you beating? I would love to see it. I want to see it. I'm interested.
Forgive me that I don't know this. Who votes for NFL MVP?
Got to be writers.
I would say the writers.
It's not players.
Because writers, okay. They do that.
But it's not
Associated Press.
Yeah, it's not the owners. No. It's not the owners. It's not the GMs. It's not the coaches. And that's where I agree with you, Joy, in that if they were going to make a long-term deal, the time to strike would have been he's the NFL MVP, unanimous. Quite clearly, the Baltimore Ravens did not believe that while he won that award, that he was their most valuable player, that he was the reason that they were what they were, that he was a beneficiary of their team, not vice versa. Because otherwise, you do what you do with Patrick Mahomes, which is we got our guy and we'll figure out the rest, but we want to lock this guy up long term because we think we're always going to win with him. Mm-hmm. And the harsh reality is they have not always won for one reason or another. They have not gone to the finish line or gotten anywhere close to the finish line with Lamar Jackson. So their view is you're not that. And Shady, you brought it up earlier about like he's not Patrick Mahomes. Well, how far away is he? And that's where the real distinction here is.
He's better than Deshaun Watson, who got more money.
Right.
Okay,
he's the best quarterback available to get paid.
The Ravens already told us paying Deshaun Watson that money was a mistake. Expecting that the Ravens would then make the same mistake is simply not living in reality. So here's where we're going to find out whether the disrespect is simply the Baltimore Ravens or whether it's the entire league looks at Lamar Jackson and says, you were unanimous MVP and you're a really good quarterback, but you're not as good as you think you are. That's where we're going to discover. Here's, and it kind of shocks me a little bit. Like, I think this is the time for him to strike, right? Because the quarterback, there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks.
Right.
We just learned that there are 5 teams that have already dipped on Lamar Jackson. That, to me, is a message that Baltimore Ravens are not alone.
Five teams are saying,
we're not in the market for
Lamar. That's smoke screens. I just said that the Browns said, oh, we don't want Deshaun Watson. And they gave him the highest paid quarterback contract ever. And real quick, to push back on you, he don't have to be better than Patrick Mahomes. He don't have to be this much far off Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't matter. In the market's the market. So every year it jumps over somebody. It was a period where Patrick Mahomes was the highest paid quarterback. Somebody jumped over him. It happens like that. So that's irrelevant how much better Patrick Mahomes is, better than Lamar Jackson. Right now, the market's the market, and the market says that he should get paid at the highest market because right now he's the best quarterback available to get paid. That's how it works.
Shady's been paid a lot of money. He would know.
Because AP went was better than me, but then I jumped, and then I hopped.
Okay, we got to hop over to basketball coming up because LeBron James, one of the greatest ever, he's done something that I think everybody watching and listening to this show right now can relate to. He's been boosting his son, but is he putting too much pressure on Bronny? This is a conversation you do not want to miss. Very, very fascinating. I look forward to it. You should too. Next week.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are now entering the Noble Zone, sponsored by Credible. Great rates with none of the bull. Well, transitioning to one of the more fascinating topics, LeBron James has made no secret that he wants to play with his son, Bronny. Under the current rules, Bronny cannot be drafted until 2024. But now, LeBron is comparing his son to other players in the NBA. LeBron tweeted last night, man, Bronny definitely better than some of these cats I've been watching on League Pass today. Blank, lightweight, hilarious. Crying emoji, crying, laughing emoji. Joy, here's the real question, man. We've been talking about this for a long, long time now. This is fascinating for me. Is LeBron putting too much Jesus Christ.
Sorry about that. It wasn't LeBron. I really sneezed.
Just like, I was trying to do a 3-minute commercial.
I was trying to do it off air, but like.
And then we weren't on camera.
It's okay, Shady. It's all right.
It happened.
That was just such an aggressive sneeze.
I'm an aggressive sneezer too. That's why I understand.
But I'm aggressive.
Yeah. Can we get some hand sanitizer?
I've learned how to suppress them.
I don't have COVID though, so I'm good.
He covered his nose. What was the question?
You might not, but we might. No.
Is LeBron putting too much pressure on Bronny?
Sorry about that, Joyce.
It's cool. No, I don't think he is. How much more pressure is Bronny going to have in his life than playing basketball as LeBron James' son? Let me just say this now, because we're going to talk about Bronny a lot over the next couple years. Let me just say this to you. I'm going to stand on this.
Stand on it.
If you expect LeBron James' son to be as good as LeBron James, please, please let me know now so I can just remove myself from listening to the content in perpetuity. I don't expect Giannis Antetokounmpo to be as good as LeBron James. It's LeBron James. It's Michael Jordan. I don't care. I don't care. I don't think Giannis is going to have as good of a career as LeBron James. Is that an outlandish statement?
Mm-mm. No, I don't know.
So why would I expect Bronny to have the same career as LeBron James? If Bronny is half as good as LeBron James, that's a rousing success. LeBron James is considered by many to be the greatest basketball player in the history of planet Earth. So maybe, just maybe, for once, we manage our expectations on someone, and I'm going to suggest that it's Bronny. Now, look, LeBron did say he was better than some NBA players.
No.
I think that we can all agree that he's maybe exaggerating a little bit on that. But guess what? If you're not going to put praise on your son, who are you praising? Yeah. I'm never going to tell a father not to talk big about his child. I don't have kids. I don't want them. But I will always talk big about my nieces and nephews. If you ask me who's the best tight end who's the best tight end in college football?
Who's the best tight end in college football?
Mason Taylor, LSU. Mason Taylor, LSU. That's somebody else.
Okay.
It's Mason Taylor. He plays for LSU. Go Tigers. That's it. You got to ask somebody else.
All right.
It ain't going to be me. So is he adding more pressure? Only if you think that Bronny should be as good as LeBron James.
Are you Joy Taylor? Or are you going to say to Travis Kelce, Mason Taylor, you can't hold his jock?
Well, Mason's not in the league. But when he gets in the league, yeah.
Okay. But is Bronny James in the league?
Well, Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the league.
Okay.
Bron said some of these cats. He didn't say Giannis. He didn't say Steph Curry.
I'm not going to get anywhere with you.
He said some of these cats.
No, I'm not going to get anywhere with you.
Some of these cats.
Let me turn it here. When you guys hear, when people say, hey, Alabama, they could beat such and such NFL team, what's your reaction?
No.
I laugh. I scoff.
Yeah, they could.
Right. Right. It's an insult.
Hold up.
What?
The Texas is bad. I don't know if I'm bad, but I'll be with you. I'm with you, but you watch that Texas, they be like, whoa.
Maybe not Bama. You got to say Georgia.
My bad.
Georgia.
My bad. The Texas is bad.
You know my point is,
I'm with you.
Bronny is in high school.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're saying he's better than some pros. And there's a question of exactly how good Bronny is, and obviously he's got to go to college and where he's going to go to college and all that. You can praise Bronny and what he is, and I have no problem with LeBron doing that. But now you're setting an expectation, and you're waving the red flag in front of all these pro players. Now, I don't know whether generations have changed, but if somebody would say, oh, yeah, my son's better than you, and I'm a pro, and that kid's showing up, my respect is on the line. Really? This high school cat may not even be the best player on his high school team. You're saying he's better than me? Like, and he wasn't specific. So I'm thinking every NBA player is looking at that going.
Everybody knows who some of these cats are.
All right. Well, regardless.
Like, Travis Kelce ain't some of these cats. He's the cat.
Regardless. If I'm an NBA player, if I'm the 12th man on the team, and you're telling me some high school cat is better than me right now, man, I can't wait till he shows up in the league. And Bronny, that's a check that LeBron wrote that now Bronny has to cash.
What's the ball's dad? What's his
LeVar
name?
Ball.
LeVar
Ball.
I'm sorry. By the way, I love him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think that the way he went about it with his kids, that's adding pressure. Every interview you see, they don't even talk. He's doing all the talking. How great he is, how Magic Johnson not this, how LeBron. That's adding real pressure. So now when you get into the league, they're licking their chops. I can't wait to get him. I think what LeBron James was really saying, right, was just when you watch some of these games and some of these players, I agree with him. Like, they make some bonehead moves, bad decision-making, bad shot selections, turnovers, dumb plays. Turn the ball over, don't play no defense. Where a kid, like, always talk about how, like, Jalen Hurts, the way he comes off, you could tell that he's a son of a coach. Mm-hmm. LeBron James is like a coach, mm-hmm. right? He talked about how his IQ.
Bronny's a smart player.
So when I see him tweet that, that's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, oh, he's talking about these a lot of these players out here making these dumb decisions. They're in the NBA, right, for 5-6 years, where my son's in high school and I've taught him the basketball game, right? His IQ's probably a lot higher than a lot of these NBA players. So I think he was talking more on that end. So I don't think that he's saying or causing more, you know, pressure. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, you're LeBron James, you know, son. If you decide to play basketball, everybody's thinking you're going to be the next. So I don't think it's added pressure. I just think that he was saying is basically, I think my son's a higher IQ than a lot of these other, you know, NBA players. They're not making bonehead moves.
What's Bronny's real name?
Bron James Jr.
He's a junior. Yeah.
The pressure was at birth. The second he named his child right. LeBron James Jr., that is where the pressure was instantaneously added. But I'm a joy. I love what LeBron's doing facet. I mean, in a space where fathers aren't supportive enough, aren't present enough, aren't active enough, you got Bron not only being supportive, present, and active, but you got him boosting his son. But more importantly than this, and this is why I love it, sometimes you need somebody to believe in you what you don't even yet believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. So if Bronny has doubts about just how good he is, because many have him as not the best player on his team, many have him as a four-star, many say that at best he'll be a role player, many say at best he'll be a marginal or fringe NBA player, then you need somebody, let alone somebody who happens to just be the greatest player in the history of basketball. One of the two. You need somebody to believe in you what you might not even yet believe in yourself. Sorry, Sick, I got to go to break. Put that hand down. Coming up, we got to take care of some fans.
Got him.
Business. Do not go anywhere.
LSU.
Look, Brock Bowers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, look, people were saying that Tom Brady might be coming back. He tweeted though earlier and said, anyone who thinks I got time to come back to the NFL has never adopted a 2-month-old kitten for their daughter.
I ain't got no kitten, so I'm out of this one.
Kittens aren't hard.
Are they not?
A puppy, I would believe. You never had a cat?
I don't deal with cats and kittens and all that. I don't do
cats are great. I want one of those hairless cats.
Nah, cats don't have no real emotions. I like dogs to show me they love me and miss me.
No. Cats give you the love you deserve. That's why people don't like cats.
Cats will eat you if they're hungry. Dogs gonna sit there.
Cats are dogs.
No. A cat will sit there with you if it's starving. Yeah. They'll eat you when you're dead.
They give you
a dog is gonna cry there with you.
Yeah, they you. Protect you.
Yeah,
protect
like
you
what?
From the cat.
Yeah, okay.
Got a hairless cat. I gotta cats. Watch you.
Dog.
A hairless cat.
Cat. Dog person.
I'm a dog person.
Oh no,
cat.
That's it for us. Thanks for hanging. We'll see y'all tomorrow.